How many fistfights have you been in? Find out about us today, or you can tell us by going to our Twitter and letting us know. Then we're going to hear about some Boxing Day information, as well as some advice from a special guest we've got today. All that and more on today's episode. Today's guest, Tyler Ross. As well as Tyler Ross's dad. Musical guests, Just This Jaunty Tune. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun. Wow, welcome, internet people.
Hamming it up there a little on your own name.
I always do that. You go back and listen to all the recordings.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
You're forgiven. Welcome to today's episode of The Unbelievables. Hope everyone's well, we can talk about what day it is. It's the day after Christmas. It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
People keep calling it Canadian Boxing Day. Don't know why, because I didn't know Canadian Boxing Day was different from regular Boxing
Day. American Boxing Day is better.
Johnny, I have a confession as well. I don't know what Boxing Day is anyway.
It's all about inchworms.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
No reason not to believe you.
I
wouldn't think anything because I have no idea what it is.
Okay, well, at least you believe me.
But welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Mike Calhoun. The other voice you're hearing is Johnny Trowbridge. We have two special guests today. We have Tyler Ross, former guest and friend of the show, Tyler Ross, and new friend of the show and current guest, Ron Ross. First of all, we love alliteration on this show, so that is amazing. Welcome to you two.
Hey, so great to be back in your apartment.
The apartment replica that we built into the sub?
Yeah, okay. I was trying to think of how to phrase that the best, but...
You got it right.
You got it right the first time.
This is a team effort, I get that.
One take Drake over here.
Jesus.
I love that.
Alliterations and rhymes, that's what you guys do.
That's what we do here. That's our key demographic.
We've got lists of them, just waiting for guests. That's how I book guests.
This podcast is based on alliteration and rhyme.
Yeah.
This podcast is for trolls, like actual trolls that have to do rhymes all the time. They just listen.
Oh, yeah. Like,
no, I'm
riddles and rhymes. I'm pretty sure the trolls deal with riddles, not rhymes. But if they
rhyming in riddles.
That's just a bonus. It's not necessary.
Like fun bonus.
That's like when you know you've reached a certain level and you can rhyme your riddles. It's like, sure, you can do a riddle, but can you rhyme your riddle?
It's bragging at that point.
Extra trolly.
You're just like, super.
Then that's like the Louis C.K.'s of trolls are out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like rhyming and riddling and talking about jerking off. You know, that's when you know you've made it.
And they got new riddles every year. They got a new 45 of riddles every year. That's the key.
A very successful troll would have a new 45 riddles every year. And they would guard something like Fort Knox, I would guess.
Sure.
As opposed to a bridge.
Oh, yeah. It can't just be like
a higher level.
Some goats or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think the U.S. government has some goats guarding Fort Knox? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm saying like the trolls not guarding goats.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. They're keeping the goats away from Fort Knox.
The very special trolls. They're like, all right, here you go, Timmy Troll. You know, alliteration.
Timmy the Troll.
Very alliteration. There we go.
I see where you're doing.
Why don't you go do the goats over there? Yeah. It's a very special job. Ooh, those are special.
Those are
goats.
Like rare goats.
Yeah.
They got three legs.
They're not very nimble. So they won't be stealing much gold. All right.
What?
Why, you guys are implying that the goats were trying to get the gold in Fort Knox.
No, I was saying I'm so lost. Some trolls get to guard Fort Knox.
I'm writing this all down.
Others don't get to guard luxurious items.
Good point.
So you send Timmy Troll, you know, the special troll, to just guard goats who really don't need guarding because no one's trying to steal said goats anyway.
There we go. All right, cool. It's all so clear.
Woo! That was hard.
That was a great podcast. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. But our guests today, like I said, were Tyler and his father, Ron Ross. How do you wish I should address you?
Well, Mr. Ron
Tyler's
is fine.
Dad?
No, well, either one is the good.
I'm going to call you Mr. Tyler's dad. Is that cool?
And the interesting point right now is I do know the background on Boxing Day.
Oh,
what is it?
Everyone quiet down. Okay. Audience, shut up.
What you're going to find from Tyler
the slideshow's
is that
getting brought up.
all kinds of worthless knowledge is going through my head. So
worthless.
Boxing Day was when people had servants.
Okay.
The servants worked so hard up until Christmas, they gave all the servants the day after Christmas off.
Wow.
And that's when it became Boxing Day.
So they'd all go fight the day after.
This is a terrible holiday.
To bet on all their winnings.
That's all they do in their spare time. That's all they have time for is fighting.
Get out their aggression.
So all the servants would be like, okay, man, we finally have the day off. Let's set up the tournament. We're going to do this. We got 400,000
Time to blow some off some steam.
We're going to do this battle royale style.
I can't punch my boss, but I can punch
the other servants.
Yeah,
the other servants.
Take out all of my aggression.
There's like a kids division, you know?
I don't know if this is a good... Exactly. This is not really a great holiday.
I think it's excellent.
Okay,
I think I'm going to celebrate.
Typical millennial doesn't want to fight. Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to get involved in some physical altercation?
Have you ever been in a fight before?
I've been in three.
Ooh.
An audible gasp from me.
But I'll only tell you about one.
Okay, cool. Tell us about one, and we'll invent the other two.
Okay. I like that better. There was this one kid when I was I was homeschooled, and I went to this co-op thing.
Last year
I was homeschooled when I was out of college. It was weird.
When you were 24 years old.
24 year old.
It's all those homeschool graduate schools, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. That's right.
Those are the ones.
Those exist? I didn't know those existed. Anyway, so
they certainly do.
I didn't know they did.
A big audible wink from the studio. Okay.
Oh.
But sorry for stepping on your story.
And my dreams.
That's how he's going to get fight story number four.
You were gonna, but you don't. Okay, so there's this kid, and like there was this girl he really liked. But she really liked me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm so suave and everything, and I wink a lot.
This is already an unbelievable story.
Okay.
Very fitting for the show.
Fair. All right, but anyways, he didn't like me very much. And one time I like made fun of like something he liked. I thought it was like... some sort of card game.
You like Cheez-Its? Shut up. Cheese nips are better.
I hate those. And then, so he got real mad at me. He pushed me up against a tree and started punching me. Yeah.
Were you smaller or larger than this man? Boy.
I was smaller.
You were smaller than this kid? Okay.
But I gave him a good knee to the chest.
Oh, good.
And he fell back.
You're pretty nimble then.
I'm pretty nimble. Yeah. Well, he had me up against a tree, like both my arms, and then I was like, ah, boom, and then I hit him in the chest.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they were like, pulled us apart and all that jazz. This guy later, this is an interesting tidbit, this shows you what a homeschool's like. He also made homemade like wooden swords. He would like wrap in foil and people would like buy them. And he was like, yeah, that's what I do. And we're like, yeah, okay, let's buy them. So we like bought.
You are such a little asshole. Wait, you were buying these swords ironically from this kid?
No. I really liked them.
You buy them and then just breaks them right in front of them?
Okay. This is appalling because you are the nicest person I've ever met in my life. And I'm hearing this story.
I did buy them because I wanted to antagonize this kid. No. I bought them because I liked them. That's true.
Okay.
Is there a big calling for wood swords?
You would not believe. In the homeschool community.
Oh, the homeschool market?
Hotcakes.
Man, he tapped into some really...
That's gold.
It's all about finding your niche.
He should have just printed money. Anyway, so...
Might as well have printed, you know,
and then wrapped it in tinfoil.
Okay.
Anyways.
None of these were given up at the Lady of the Lake.
Oh, they were all based on King Arthur or something like that.
Oh, great.
Oh, they were great.
He had like designs on the tinfoil.
Oh, my God. They were like those plastic jewels, you know, from Night of the Day.
Hell yeah.
You're like,
man. Another use for the bedazzler.
Yeah, peel them right off, put them like on a belt buckle, and now you're Elvis.
Elvis writing.
There you go.
It's nice because, you know, if you want to protect your brain, you just pop off that tinfoil, put it on your head.
There you go.
No aliens in my mind.
Nuh-uh.
Dual purpose. Anyway, so I was buying one from him, and I bought it and put it away, and I was going back because I needed another one.
Sorry, man. I found some friends. Yeah. They're going to fight me.
So he was playing.
Boxing
game. Oh, no, we were fighting with it, and we're in the gym, and we were alone because it was like after lunch, and then everyone was gone. And so, yeah, weird. So we're battling.
See, I'm glad you included that. That was vital information.
Vital information. Well, it's important in a second.
Okay.
So I
want to know what gyms let this in.
Right. So this is like a gym in a high school. Or like, anyway, so...
Gymnasium for the listener.
A gymnasium. So we're fighting, and at some point he just throws his sword up in the air for no reason and gets it stuck on the bars that are above, like, mm-hmm. basketball hoops.
Yeah.
And there's no way to get it down easily. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll get it down for him because, you know, I want to be nice to this guy even though he hates my guts because I like the girl he likes me.
So this,
like,
is post-fight.
This is post-fight.
Okay.
Which is bizarre why I'm being nice.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I'll get it down for you. Don't worry. Because he was like, oh, I have to go get a ladder and it's going to suck. And so I'm like, no, don't worry. So I go and I'm like, I'm a ninja. And I run full speed at the wall. And I'm like, I'm going to bank off this wall, jump up in the air, catch it, and like bring it down and be like, here you go, no sweat, and like throw it over my shoulder and just walk out. Like, that's my plan in my
head. Smoke a cigarette, put your sunglasses on, I'm like, zip up your leather jacket.
I'm
like 12,
I'm going to smoke a cigarette anyway. I go over, jump, rebound. Does not work well. I tap it with my finger and it falls. I'm like, yes, for like a split second. And then I'm like, oh, there's no landing plan. And then my arm goes behind my back and I land on my arm and break my wrist.
What? All right, this is the twist.
And the twist is,
I did not see this coming.
I am yelling in pain. I'm like, I'm like, I think my arm's broken. And he comes over and he's like, ha ha ha. Picks up the sword, walks away, and doesn't tell anyone.
This kid.
About 20 minutes later, my friend comes in. It's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I think my arm's broken. And he's like, hold on, I'll go get someone. But this kid just like left
me there. God.
That's ruthless.
This was pre-fight or this post-fight?
After fight. So it makes sense a little bit.
No, but like, good
injuries in the wood. Jumping for this sword battle than the actual fight.
Yeah, he's going to lose. And if he loses that sword again, good luck. You're going to make another one.
So I have another question. You led earlier with like a story like, oh, by the way, this happened later. Like you were going to, I thought you were about to tell us a story of like what happened to him when he grew up.
Oh, he actually.
Okay. There we go. I knew we were getting to it. I was like, wait. Well,
it's not much. Oh, it's okay, just cool. Like I had my first crush. Like it was a girl he also liked.
Okay,
we've heard that a couple times.
Yeah. Seems to be a common theme.
It's a common theme. Yeah.
Yeah, but like I was like tried to like you know put my moves or whatever on her, but it did not work. But yeah, he ended up marrying her.
No way! This is amazing. Yeah.
I don't care if it's not real or not. That's the best.
No,
way to
that
end
is
story.
Real. That is real.
What a great story!
He's like my nemesis. Like I'm a real life nemesis.
That's amazing.
He fought you bravely with his tinfoil sword.
Yes.
Vanquished you by tricking you to get the sword.
Me. Right. Is he and then, Arthur? Like I'm the troll. Like
he outsmarted you. Yeah.
You better work on those riddles, then, my friend.
I really do.
Incredible.
I'm losing.
You've probably punched a lot of people in your life, right?
I've probably gotten more fights in probably 1 year in grade school than he got in his whole life.
That's fine.
It was a really violent era.
Yeah,
growing up.
That's because you just fight. You could just punch anybody for whatever reason, and then you just punch them back, and then or you hear like you have a lot of younger brothers.
Oh, so, two. I don't know. Is that a lot?
I don't know. Okay. More than one.
I don't know. That's more.
But like that's like the age when like, oh, I heard you were messing with my brother and you just go knock that kid out.
That's true, yeah.
Can't really do that now.
At least one of those.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Jeez.
What would be your most embarrassing fight?
Most embarrassing fight?
Yeah, well, how about that?
No, first I went to Catholic school.
Okay.
And there was actually somebody.
So the most embarrassing part was you guys had to wear those uniforms.
I was in the sixth grade.
Okay.
And an eighth grader was picking on my brother who was really 4 years younger than I. So I got in a fight and I got this kid's nose bleeding like you can't believe it. And all he did was hang on to the back of me and his nose just continued to bleed all down the back of my shirt.
Oh, so he's the real winner. That's pretty gross.
And I walked back into school happy that I'd won this fight against the eighth grader. But everyone's looking at me like, it was like Carrie on the back of my shirt.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It was just so bad.
You had no idea.
It's
those
lots.
New cape designs that all the kids are trying to get on their shirts.
You know, blood cape.
Blood capes, yes.
You know, you could have blood then because nobody, you know, like ran you to a hazmat crew for blood, you know, like now.
I work for a hazmat company, and you would be run to the hazmat crew.
for exposed blood.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that makes sense.
Biohazardous material is what it's called.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that
expertise. You're quite welcome.
What about you, Tyler? You getting in any fights ever?
Like hockey related fights, really.
I never took you for a hockey player.
I played hockey my whole life. That's awesome. Did we talk about this last time?
No, not once.
No?
That's okay. Awesome.
Yeah, no,
because I figure you would have mentioned like liking watching hockey. Because I've mentioned watching soccer.
I know, and well, yeah.
Do you not watch it as much anymore?
Not really as much, okay. No. But yeah, I've had like a few like fights on and off the ice, like involving like hockey fights. Like actually when I was like living in Philadelphia playing hockey, to tie this all together, we were playing in Birmingham or Binghamton, New York.
You know, Binghamton.
The big city of Binghamton.
Right.
And it was like the only game
driving metropolis
my dad had come to see with like my brother. And for whatever reason,
sister,
it was just like,
I came with your sister.
Right, whatever. It was like a shit show of a game, and it was like the only game that he came and saw of the year, and I ended up like fighting somebody else on the other team, and it was just like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
If it's on the ice, it's kind of like, you know, it's done, taken care of on the ice. Have you ever had any like bleed into real life? Any feuds?
I mean, I like hockey camps, you know, like tensions are high the whole time. Everyone's trying to alpha male.
Oh, I went to band camp. Yeah. I know all about tensions.
Yeah, band camp.
But I've never had like any like in school fights or anything.
Okay.
Like that. No.
I've never been in a fight. I've really? Been punched, but I never. I was probably provoking them. So but I've never been in like a fist
fight. You ever
fought
with your brother?
I have fought with my brother. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
never really. Does it count? Never really came to like full on punching blows. It was like
really?
Wrestling. Yeah, like I hate you for riding the four wheeler longer than 15 minutes, and I wanted to do that because
you've never
we're
fist fought your
young
brother.
Man. No, never fist fought.
I fist fought my brother because I wanted to throw him in the pool.
It's never too late.
You wanted to throw him in the pool, and I'm assuming he wouldn't want to.
He did
so
not
like,
want to get.
I'm going
in the
to
pool.
Fist fight you now. All right, Johnny. I've known you for a very, very long time. You are a violent person.
I'm not a violent. That's like you, the third time.
You are a violent person.
As far as you know, that's two times.
I have a quick question. You said you weren't going to tell us about the other two fights out of the three.
That wasn't one of the ones I was thinking of.
Wait, so that means you were lying in the first place.
Acting. I was taking outside of my own family.
Okay, I understand now. Oh boy, man, fist fights. Well, boxing. That's how
we
tied it in.
Boxing Day, that's right.
Happy Boxing Day.
Yeah, we went from George Foreman being a servant, or Mike Tyson being a servant, to getting into fights.
Oh, now I understand. I get it.
So go
Mike Tyson being a servant. I remember those days.
What?
One of our guests has been on tour lately because he does the stand-up of comedy, and he's been on tour with actually a group of other comedians based out of Chicago, because that is where he is from.
That is true.
And tell us where you've been when this first tour went on.
Yeah, so in November, I went with just another Chicago comedian. We did Kansas City, Oklahoma, which I've been to a few times. It's awesome.
Is this a comedian I would know?
No.
Oh, okay. Never say their name. No. I don't want
to
hear it.
I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
He doesn't deserve the credit or the shout out.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
We don't want him to get this platform.
So yeah, we went Oklahoma, Austin, Texas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow.
Some of the places I had been before, it had been like a year, 2 years since I had been there. So it was nice to like made my life a lot easier because I didn't have to like cold call any bars or anything like that. I could just hit up people that I've already had like pre-existing relationships with.
That's always
so
nice.
That was nice. And then a couple weeks ago, we were in Atlanta with the group that I put on the show at the Laugh Factory in Chicago with the Hypnotics.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing a version of our show in Atlanta, and then we stayed some extra days just like jumping on shows and things like that. We hit Louisville, Kentucky on the way, and then Huntsville, Alabama on the way back. So
Louisville, I've been there for a show, Wolf Mother. The band was playing in some venue that was very small, so it was fun for me. But as I was going through Louisville, it was just trees and winding roads.
Yeah, there's like one.
What is there?
There's like a college there, and there's like one downtown.
Oh, okay.
Like I've strip been of bars, kind of.
You yep. been there?
Yeah.
The bar we it's went to nice. After the show, two ladies were fighting each other in the bar. And
there we go.
Really messed good each
segue.
Other up. Yeah.
It's a great
all about tying
segue.
All the, you got to have some rhymes, or you got to tie it together.
Tie together.
You know? Bring it back. Yeah.
If you do both, bonus points.
Yeah, bonus points. We distribute points at the end of the show, by the way. Lowest points dies.
But Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta was a lot of fun. Like, that's a great, thriving comedy scene. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of things going on, and
it's just a nice city in general, too.
Yeah, and it was the weekend that it started snowing in Chicago, and I was in Atlanta, like wearing a sweatshirt outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome. That's as great. Well. Yeah,
Atlanta was one of the shows for What the Hypnotics, correct?
Yeah, we used some local Atlanta comedians to like be contestants on the show.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, so we got to put them through the show, and they had a blast. Our musical guest that we had booked never showed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, I texted the person the night of, and I'm like, hey, where are you? What time are you going to be here? And they're like, oh, I never got the address. And I was like, you responded to the Facebook event. That's literally where all the information is.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I guess don't worry about it. She's like, yeah, I'm at the Atlanta Hip Hop Awards right now, so maybe I can stop by later. I'm like, yeah, it's not really one of those things where you stop by when you can and we just let you like do your thing.
What was she thinking? Like, has she never been to a place that needs, you know, you need to perform at a certain time?
And I understand if you're like a musical artist, like you're showing up late and, you know, you go up when you get there kind of deal because you're the act, right? But when it's like a full show of other things put together and it's a little more timed out, like, you can't just be as cool as that.
Right,
you know?
Right. You can't be that cool.
Yeah.
You're not just
Obviously haven't seen the Blues Brothers then.
Because
Good old boys could show up anytime they wanted to.
See? And that's the thing. The good old boys can't show up whenever they want for my show. They got to show up on time. I have call times and everything.
Tyler has stipulations when it comes to scheduling his own show.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was great. There's this awesome show on Mondays that a lot of us were able to jump on at this place called Star Bar. And then Monday at 9:30, they pack like over 100 people in this like one bar. Damn. It's like a punk bar.
Nice.
It was great, except for the fact that I had to go up after Clayton English went up and did half an hour that he was recording to submit to Comedy Central.
So the room was just...
And he's from there. He won Last Comic Standing last year. Like, he's a murderous comedian. Like, so funny.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, he went up, spit, just straight fire, destroyed. Yes. And then it's like,
kill the audience.
Hi guys, I'm Tyler, visiting from Chicago. What's up with these student loans, am I right? Boy, the weather is nice here.
Let me tell you the differences of Atlanta and Chicago.
The parking, it's so great.
Can anyone look up the temperature difference right now?
Just shout it
out.
Oh,
wait.
This is a good... we're having a good time, right?
Yeah.
But it sounds like it was a success, though.
No, it was cool. And, like, the South has so many... Like Alabama was super fun. Like, a lot of comics came out from the local scene and, like, really supportive. And, there's so many, like, little towns that they're all so interconnected because... that's just the way. If you want to like get up, you got to go where you got to go.
Yeah.
So.
How many local acts were familiar with your What the Hypnotic show before you guys were there?
None of them.
Oh, none of them. That's even greater.
Well, because
they were that thrilled.
Yeah, because I know somebody that lives in Atlanta. They had given me suggestions of some people, and then I wanted to get on some shows out there, so I also tried to get people that run shows.
Makes sense.
So I could, like, I'll book you.
Sneaky.
Yeah. that's the game, man.
We'll delete that part of the show.
Yeah. So we did that, and there's other comics that I was just, like, interested that I'd, like, seen their name on things and things like that. So
great.
Like, David Perdue was one of the contestants, the first person I booked on it, because he was just on Heart of the City on Comedy Central when they were visiting Atlanta. So he was somebody that was like, oh, yeah, I want to.
I'm unfamiliar with that show.
There's so many smaller comedy shows on Comedy Central right now that are like stand-up based that you probably wouldn't even know about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have cable, so I don't watch Comedy Central just regularly. So their regular programming is a complete mystery.
Like, have you seen like Roast Battles yet?
Oh, I have seen that. Well, they were promoting that really hard online, which is smart because clips of that show work. So people see a clip of a roast battle show, and they're like, oh, I'll watch this whole episode.
Another really cool show that you should, like, check out that is – it's only online right now, but it's called 7 Minutes in Purgatory.
Okay.
So they make comics go in, like, a separate room with, like, noise-canceling headphones, and they perform to a camera that's being live-streamed to an audience. So an audience is watching a comedian who's by themselves – like in
so they're getting no crowd reaction. They don't know how long to hold for laughs.
Yeah,
that is a wild experiment. That sounds like torture.
Yeah, look it up. Ian Abramson, who started in Chicago, he was doing comedy in Chicago for a long time, started the show there. And now he like has it on Comedy Central and tours it around all the time. So
nice.
It's a really cool show. But again, it's like another show that you wouldn't really like know about unless you like did some searching or
exactly
was looking around or knew somebody that was like involved in the project.
So. Yeah, if you hadn't told me about it, I never would have even known.
And that's on Comedy Central. You think like that's pretty mainstream.
Comedy Central, they got some good original programming. A lot of people complain. Well, mostly it's just online trolls are just like, Comedy Central doesn't do anything funny anymore. All I watch on here is South Park. It's like, that's probably all you've been watching
for. Yeah, but new South Park was really good this season.
Too, South Park in general is, always delivers. So people are
Nathan
just
for
liars.
You is great as well.
Nathan for You is excellent.
Yeah, it's
that is really
like the perfect show.
So it's hard to watch, but it's like really funny.
Yeah, it is very hard to watch for sure.
But that's why it's so good.
Yeah.
Cringe humor, I guess, is like huge now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to segue into a game that we have for our two special guests. Well, one of them...
Do I know what this is?
And the other one is not Tyler. What's that?
Do I even know what this is?
You don't.
So this is really funny.
Well, you'll know a little bit about it because it involves you. But we're going to start a brief segment, for Ron here, Mr. Tyler's dad.
I'm hoping there's fighting involved because it looks like I know what we've
done. It is Boxing Day.
If you don't do well, we might all gang up on you. So here we go. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you some dad advice. See, Johnny and I have run into some situations and where we didn't have a dad figure around to ask what was best to do. So we're going to ask you, or I'm going to ask you, in this situation, what would have been the best course of action? So, all right. Are we ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Let's get a little... We're camping. We're camping. We struggled to set up our tents, and now we're starting a fire. Should we have used matches, or just poured gasoline on the ground, stuck a metal rod in it, and hoped that lightning would strike?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think matches would have been the way to go. Oh,
God damn it, we should have done matches.
Why did I bring this pole?
I know. And this was only a couple months ago. I mean,
it worked.
It worked in the end, but matches.
It would have been easier.
Ron's the expert.
And how long did that take for the
3 days?
Three days.
Yeah, that's what
that's why we didn't have episodes.
We were very cold.
We were out there stuck.
I was thinking hypothermia sets in before
almost
the lightning.
We were on the edge, and then lightning. We're like, awesome.
Thank God.
Thank you, Zeus.
Thank you, Zeus. Next one. We're shooting firearms for the first time. Johnny checks to see if the guns are loaded by using the taste test. But I just throw I just throw them up in the air and see how they land to check. Which method is the best?
You know, I kind of like the taste test method.
Yeah.
Now, are the safeties on or off at this point? There's probably the
There's a safety.
I don't know. What's a safety? What does that mean?
That either allows
Do you have
the
to wear a life jacket?
Fire or not. There's a little button that you flick on and off.
That's a smart idea.
Whether or not the trigger will actually pull.
Now you're all into guns now.
They should add those to guns.
See,
that should be a thing on guns.
Yeah. I'm thinking the key is you got to take the safety off.
Wait, you have to have a key for a gun too?
Before you do the taste test. No, it's just a little switch.
Okay, cool.
That
I
you
see.
Flick over, right?
Well, maybe we should have keys and locks on guns too.
That would be a better idea.
That'd be helpful.
And then you could just carry your key around your neck.
Yeah, and be like, "Is this for my guns?"
Yeah, and then no one could use your gun if they don't have your key.
Exactly. Wow, they just came up with a great idea.
They do have that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Damn! It.
Another one of our billion-dollar ideas ruined.
Right down the drain.
Hey, we still got the sub.
That's right.
We're so good.
Of course, they are trying to set up that thing where only your fingerprints will allow the gun to fire.
We should implement that. That's our million-dollar idea right there. Although you did just tell us about it.
He just mentioned it.
To the time machine.
And this is recorded, so if you do that thing, I can go after you for the copyright.
Oh, man.
Unless I delete it.
Your word versus mine. Yeah.
This will be like the Nixon tapes.
We'll
there'll be like a whole section.
He's recording separately.
Why is there quiet now for the Nixon tapes?
He's got his own recorder in his phone. The bastard. He was prepared.
He just wanted his own home copy of it. So
he wanted his own home copy. He's going to frame it.
Yeah.
Listen to this thing me and Tyler did. It was fun. It was a good time. All right, here we go. We got number three here. We're raking leaves in old man Fitzpatrick's yard. I discover a secret chamber under the leaves filled with priceless Beanie Babies. What should Johnny bludgeon me with to keep them all for himself?
I have a rake. currently in my hand.
Wood rake, metal rake?
It's just a wood rake.
I'm looking for info.
Wait, how many metal rakes have you encountered?
Hey, there's tons of metal rakes.
Well, part of it is.
No, they have metal rakes. You don't know about metal rakes?
No.
See, this is one of those generational things that's going to just get crazy.
I'm the older generation.
Yeah, just crazy. You've generational been in a bunch of fights.
I am the one who knows about metal rakes.
Now everything is like wood or like those funky bamboo things.
Yeah. Funky bamboo things? What are we talking about?
You can't
kill
me with a funky bamboo.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one doing the killing.
We had all metal, or you probably use plastic. Plastic rakes.
I have used plastic rakes, but we also.
Millennial.
When I was growing up, we had a metal head to the rake because it was like a dirt rake,
right?
And then the handle was like a
aluminum.
What is it called? I don't know. It's that plastic stuff.
Plastic
aluminium.
They have
plastic. Oh yeah, the plastic stuff. What's it called? Plastic. Right. Absolutely. I can't believe
fiberglass. Is that what you're saying?
I do have an easy answer for this, though.
Please.
If the handle is wood.
Yes.
You snap the handle, you'll have a sharp end on one of the sides of the handle, and then you could stab him with the sharp end of the wood.
I'm so sorry, Ron, but the question was bludgeon, so you have lost. Oh, man.
Hey,
not doing too great.
How priceless are these Beanie Babies?
Pretty priceless. Have you seen Beanie Baby prices these days? Through the roof.
Not clearing the dollar.
Were you trying to whistle there and failed? What happened?
I can't whistle.
You don't know how to whistle?
No.
What is going on here? This is like a crazy episode where I'm learning all these things I didn't... Who are you?
I'm your father.
Oh, my God.
That's why I know about metal rings.
Hey,
he's a fighter, not a whistler. You know?
This is a great father-themed episode.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. Everyone knows
you're
just, hold on to this one all the way until Father's Day, then release it.
Yeah, this very themed episode.
The much anticipated episode.
Yeah, I didn't think we were getting so technical with the whole bludgeon thing either. So
we were very technical.
The key was
Tyler's
to get
dad.
Rid of him.
We're technical.
Whatever way possible.
We're selectively technical.
Sorry. We're very selectively technical. But, well, maybe you can redeem yourself with this one. Here we go. Okay. We walk into our first strip club. We're 9 years old, in a trench coat, stacked one on top of the other.
Okay, good. I was hoping that was the word.
Do we both have to tip?
Oh.
And you're talking about money. You're not talking about tip over because one's on top of the other.
Either way.
Glorious dad joke.
called dad vice.
This is dad vice.
It is dad vice.
You know what? First of all, that's a great tip. Right. Not to tip over.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the rookie mistake here is if both tip, because then you give away that there's two people.
He's got a point.
That's a good point.
And we're
only
trying
one
to
of us would tip.
Trying to hide that with the trench coat.
Now who tips? The person that's on, you know, with their face exposed, poking out of the top of the trench coat.
I don't think anyone's gonna know. It's who's ever got their hands.
Well, I'm not spending any extra money. Once we pay the admission fee, I'm not paying any
extra. You're paying the admission fee, I'll pay for the tip.
You can tip.
We'll split.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Too bad that happened 20 years ago.
I'm just pulling from my experience of watching the Minions, who did this very same thing, not with the strip club, of course.
Whose Minions were those?
No. The Minion movie, you know, the little yellow guy.
What Minions? Well,
he's being facetious.
And they
what
got
movie
two guys. The Minions. The Minion movie.
Well, whose Minions were they?
Being facetious.
Who is
it? Was it like Dr. Evil? Or was it like, you know?
It was Gru. It was Gru from The Incredibles.
Gru what?
From
Gru,
The Incredibles.
No, Gru wasn't in The Incredibles. See, this is another one.
There. What's a Gru?
Gru was the...
Do you know Star Wars Yoda? That's a Gru.
Gru was...
What did he grow?
He grows beans, mostly.
Beans?
Ever heard of Jack and the...
You could probably grow a lot of beans on Dagobah.
Ever heard of a Jack
very
and the
fertile.
Gru stock?
Jack and the Crew sock. Absolutely. Jack and the Crew sock.
Yeah
I remember
Jack
that fairy
sock.
Tale. How did that one go again? How did that one start off?
He gets a crew sock. His wife...
No. You got to
like,
tell it like a fairy tale, bro.
Once upon a time,
thank
he
you.
Got a crew sock.
Okay. Okay, keep going. Tyler knows this one.
Yeah.
Once upon a time,
he got a crew sock.
He was going down
to the store.
Okay, on the way, he saw Little Bo Meep.
Little Bo Meep.
I remember that.
Evil step sisters.
And she was like, hey, I'll take that off
that
your hands.
Off your hands.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And then she took off his hands.
Oh, my God.
It's like a metaphor for not trust
women.
Step sisters.
Yes.
Step sisters.
We nailed it.
Man, that old Danish folklore tale.
Danish, yes. Danish.
It's been translated so many times. Like, I don't even know what the real story
is. It might be Danish. I don't know.
Yeah, Disney tried to make it a lot real PC by excluding the hands, amputation.
Yeah, they just nailed up like an arm. The arm, not the hand.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what they did. Less, whatever that means, that's exactly what it was.
Taking off hands, but taking off arms, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, people are used to that.
Wholehearted family Disney.
The blood was orange. I think that helped.
Oh, that's...
That makes it fun.
Yeah.
If it's rainbow colored, ooh.
But then they think they're, pro-gay, and they don't want to, have any hard opinions.
They don't like those YouTube comments, so...
Right.
Beware.
All right, let's move on to our next one. We're riding bikes down the street. A strange man in a van says we've got strong calf muscles. After thanking him for his compliment...
Yes, of course.
Should we climb into his windowless chariot?
Windowless?
Or should we ask what kind of magazines he has first?
This is the classic white van, correct?
Yes. Oh, of course.
Okay. Yes.
Rusted to the Dickens.
I really... I like you guys so far.
Okay.
Okay.
thank you.
So I'm thinking you probably shouldn't climb into the windowless chariot.
Until we ask him what kind of magazines he has.
I think magazines would be prime.
So, I like to read The New Yorker. Should I ask him if he has that specifically, or should I just add broad questions like, what kind of magazines do you like, sir?
I'm a Cosmo man myself.
He's a Cosmo man. What kind of magazines do you read?
You do know what year this is, right? even though I'm older than you,
excellent
1934.
Excellent 2016.
Unless
joke
I'm
about.
Sitting in a barber shop, which isn't happening because I have very little hair, I'm probably not reading a lot of magazines at this point.
So what you're saying is, if this guy answers with a bunch of magazine names, we should be suspicious because we're not going. How is he finding these magazines?
Because we have standards on the ages of the people we get into the vans with.
I agree.
He has very low self control when checking out at grocery stores as well. Maybe. That's why he's got so many magazines.
He's got a bunch of people.
He's like, why are Brad and Angelina breaking up?
I can't trust someone who is just like drawn by every headline or title. That's
impulse buyers. I can't hang out with
impulse buyers.
What other impulses did they have?
Right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
No one can know.
The Enquirer had the best investigative reporting on the planet.
Well, that might be.
That was Tommy Lee Jones, though, that said that. I'm sorry.
I do like
Tommy. I was going to say, was that also the National Enquirer?
So God said it.
I would love to see a movie, I would just love for Tommy Lee Jones to end up being God. Turns out there is a God, and he is Tommy Lee Jones. And he's grumpy. He's a grumpy guy. Oh, we all knew that. All right, final one of Dad Vice. We're fishing. Johnny reels in his line. And it's a DVD box set of Reba, Season 2.
Oh, man, no.
Should we release it back into the wild or skin it and use it as a wallet?
That's a good question.
See, Reba, Season 2.
I liked that season.
Make a good wallet.
It didn't deliver in all.
It didn't have enough Reba.
There wasn't enough Reba.
Not nearly enough Reba.
Not being familiar with Reba, Season 2.
How dare you? Yeah.
I missed all that.
That is a cherished treasure on the sub.
Right. I might have still been watching, the 12 episodes of Blossom or something instead.
We are unfamiliar with
that. I love that venue.
Please never mention that. I love that venue. Me too. Great venue. They have a whole season of it on TV.
I'm going to have to say, just because I don't know the stream either, if it's a catch and release stream.
I don't know if you can stream Reba episodes.
That's right. I'd release.
You'd release it?
I'd release it. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. What we did.
Let her be where she belongs.
That's right. And with that, you redeem yourself from that former snafu. You have won our game of Dad Vice. Congratulations, Tyler's dad.
Clap, everyone.
Because when I heard Danish, I was wondering if there was food provided. So,
maybe we'll get some food at the break, which we're taking right now. We'll be right back with more Unbelievables and Tyler Ross. Tyler Ross is dead. And us.
Snap out.
Oh, yay. Are you tired of going outside and looking like your normal, ugly fucking self? Well, I've got something just for you. Get yourself an Asian baby. There's nothing cuter. You'll look great with it in your arms. And I've already said, the only thing cuter than an Asian baby is a baby panda. And they're both Asian, so you get double the help. So get on down to Asian Baby Emporium, Pandas and More, and you can get your very own for just the cool low price value of, I don't know, bring us some gum or something. We've been out of gum forever. So whatever you got in your pockets, we got tons of these things. So we're trying to give them away. So come on down. Give us a deal. Give us an offer. We'll hand you a baby and you'll be good to go. And chicks will dig it. Oh, those trombones, man.
Best Boxing Day song ever.
Absolutely. God knock his block off. Oh boy. This is an excellent song in its own right. It's just
it is a great
song. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Unbelievables. That was, of course, You're Gonna Fly Now from the movie Rocky.
I used to listen to that at 5 in the morning when I would make bagels at that bagel place I worked at, Bageltown, USA.
I thought you were just at home, like, oh, okay, it's time.
5 a.m. Cue the music.
Just wake up to that every morning.
And you make bagels. I my silk boxers.
There's a lot of inspiration needed when you make a bagel.
That's absolutely. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Tyler Ross. Tyler Ross's dad, Ron. Ron Ross. What's your middle name?
Anthony.
Oh.
Sorry.
Rawr. Oh, boy.
Sorry,
you guys have way too much fun doing that.
We do. We have so much.
Especially to a thing that I knew the answer and how it always plays out once the answer comes. So I was just like sitting back waiting. Was like, all right.
Why didn't you participate?
Because I've done it so many times since I've been like six. Yeah.
And you saw the pause. Yeah. You heard me pause there. And yeah. It wasn't like for effect. Mm-hmm.
It was for the obvious laugh that was going to come out. So yeah, we know where Tyler gets it. He knows his comedic timing. All right, welcome back. I already said that. Ron was telling us an interesting factoid about the lead singer.
And you really did find that interesting. Okay.
So. I did find that interesting. Okay. I want to repeat it while we're recording.
Yes, the lead singer.
Because we were talking about we're going to play the Rocky theme.
Right.
And then you wanted to tell us something very...
Are you getting how much useless knowledge I have going around in my head at this point?
Hey!
Useless is a strong word.
Yeah, useless is definitely a strong word. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what you can't see is Tyler rolling his head every time I come up with one of these useless knowledge things, because he hears it all the time.
I'll tell you what, I find them thrilling.
You're going to get trapped by a troll, and then he's going to be like, here's some random knowledge.
Right?
And you'll be like, oh, no problem, here you go.
And then what happens when you go...
To cross the bridge.
To cross the bridge of... Mm-hmm. of certain doom, but the certain doom's on the side you're already on.
Of course.
It's a confusing metaphor.
Well, isn't who wants to be a millionaire based on, like, not useless knowledge, but kind of trivia? So, I mean, that would benefit you if you ever won that show.
Right. You would say the same about, like, Jeopardy, too. Like,
no, Jeopardy is, like, isn't useless?
Jeopardy's
every once in a while you have a ridiculous category.
That's true. Yeah. They do a lot of history in Jeopardy.
I would not be good at any of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm awful at Jeopardy. And it bothers me that you win so little money.
You don't win a lot of money?
No, like the best you can do is like $30,000. And that's you are a genius.
Chump change compared to what I make.
Compared to like dumb stuff like Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
Wheel of Fortune is basically, okay, I hope I land on something and I guess a letter. That's all. That's just math. It's like, what are the most common letters?
All right.
I'm just saying, you can make more money.
I hated it so much.
It bothers me that people think Jeopardy's so great.
Well, have you seen the new game show, The Wall, executively produced it's executively produced by LeBron James and it's hosted by Chris Hardwick.
Okay. Is it the one where you have MC? To...
No, stop doing movements that no one can see, so...
It looks like Plinko.
We're all doing movements, yeah.
It's giant... Plinko. No, the game giant is giant Plinko. Plinko. That's all it is. And you have to add...
One way...
I am going to... You are going to get a fourth punch story in today.
Nice.
He's excited.
No, it's like... You can win, like, crazy amount of money on that game, but we were, like, looking up, and it's actually... You know how they always give you the option, like, you can go for the big million, or you could take like $100,000, right?
Yeah.
And we were like reading through when this was happening. It's like tax-wise, you actually get more if you take less.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I believe it. Like if you win the lottery, I heard someone you get 29% if you win the lottery.
They take 29%?
No, you get 29%.
That can't be true.
I know. I was like,
because I'm pretty sure there's only one rule for winnings or something like that. Like, if you win something,
I don't know, but I'm not going to win the lottery anymore. I crossed it off my list.
So okay, well,
I was just going to go do it.
If it was 32%, we could start talking. Yeah, 29.
That's way too low.
If you work real hard, one day you can win the lottery. That's
right. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
And win the lottery.
And win the lottery.
Get out there with some scratchies, you know? Win that money.
You're not earning your way.
Until I don't know who that was. What character was that? Are you working on something?
That's Tommy Lee Jones. That's God.
Oh, my God.
You know, I did apply to be on a game show once.
Did you?
Yeah, what game show recently, was this? The $100,000 Pyramid.
Oh.
Is this different than the previous $100,000?
Well, it is, because now it's Michael Strahan is the host, where it was Dick Clark, and he can't host the show from beyond.
Yeah, he can't really do much.
Where it was hosting. The $25,000 Pyramid, and I applied, and they were getting people for the next season, which looks like isn't going to happen.
No, that's sad.
I applied to be a canvas on Ink Master, where you become one of the people that they
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I do that? What are you talking about? Give me your immediate reasons why I should do that.
I gave you two. Two right now.
Okay.
One, then you have to get a tattoo.
That's fine.
Two, you're going to get some guy who's like, I'm really artistic. And then like it does like a fox eating another fox.
Yeah, but like you've never seen the show, man. Because you go in, they have specific challenges for the day. So it'd be like, oh, these are like realism day, or this is like abstract picture day, or this is like draw a portrait of somebody. So you come in with what you want, and part of the game for the players is they try to give each other like a bad tattoo, so they do it poorly, so they lose the game. So you come in knowing what you want. But some people just have like these grand ideas of like, I'm going to get a skull with all my children as the teeth, and he's going to be riding a motorcycle that's also in a convertible car. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know,
that sounds violently. Great.
But oh, man. It mostly ends up get these people like talk them down and be like, why don't we just go with the skeleton, you know, or things like that. Or you just see people like kind of like get into it. But mine, I was just
what did you have in mind? You had something.
I wanted to get a penguin pushing a shopping cart full of fish.
Nice.
But the thing is, they don't necessarily take your idea.
No, that's the point.
Completely.
They could. Well, I mean,
you'd have to be completely open to them interpreting
but
it.
But it's
a
like a fun
way.
Story and like a cool
that's
thing.
That's true.
And
I mean, it would make for a good story.
It's in New York, so you just have a fun trip to New York, you know.
Do they actually pay for that?
I don't know. I haven't got a call either, so.
I have no idea.
We're 0-2 on game shows in the Ross family, so.
And this is one of those things where whenever Tyler gets another tattoo, because I have zero tattoos.
Square.
Who
said that?
I don't know.
He says it just waiting to get my response, you know, to see what my reaction is.
And your response is?
Like, mostly kind of what I saw from you a couple minutes ago, which you can't see over microphones, which is just closing your eyes, rolling them, and just shaking your head back and forth. Because I think the baseline for all tattoos is you've got to go fast forward into the future when you're 90 years old and go, yeah, I think that was still a really good idea.
Well, that's what most people use as a gauge.
Yeah.
But
really?
Yeah.
No.
Most people use as a gauge.
But you could say that about so many things. Yeah. Just because this one happens to be permanent, why does that like influence your decision to do it?
You mean other than the word permanent?
Yeah, but it's just like something on your skin. Like your skin gets all wrinkly and messed up anyway. Like plus it's not like you're going out for like job interviews when you're like 90 and you're like, oh, I got this arm tattoo. I guess I'm not gonna be a Walmart greeter.
I'm going to get one when I'm 90, when I need to know my password, I'm just going to put it on my skin.
That'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah, no one will know.
Just be all your passwords listed on your arm. That's great. You'll be like the guy from Memento.
I am the
so
guy.
So you'll be
Memento.
Like, hi, you're going through terrible dementia, and then and you're like, oh, these are my passwords.
That's like the most smart decision I could have made.
I actually think a penguin pushing a cart full of fish is a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I like that idea. I've had some terrible tattoo ideas that I won't mention because it's a
mention they're, one.
They're really
just
boring.
Mention one. Okay. Of the top three.
Okay, how about this one? The most offensive one that I could come up
oh,
with.
Oh man, don't do that one.
Yeah, it's the Iwo Jima flag raising memorial, but all the Marines are Power Rangers.
That's not offensive. That's just funny. But pretty stupid.
It's funny, but like, come on, are you kidding me? That's pretty offensive.
I have some friends with like accident. Good bad tattoos. Like I have a friend that his tattoo is it says temporary. So nice. He has a temporary right. tattoo.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I think no, it's funny. That's like things like that are funny bits.
What
and
about
I think it's
no,
hilarious.
No regrets.
I want,
you were gonna get one.
I want to get no regrets on my arm.
No regrets.
And I purposely misspelled and then people will ask me about it. It's fun. I think it's a good time.
You're like, eh, it's because it's funny, and then that's all that you get
and
to
then,
say.
And then they don't want to talk to me.
Will the tattoo artist have to be eating a Milky Way at the time?
Yeah. Why would that be?
Oh, you've never seen that commercial?
No, I'm so sorry.
There is a commercial like, where he's got no regrets.
No! Yeah. And the only reason she typed in no or did no regrets is because she was eating a Milky Way and screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They took her idea.
Sorry, we've taken your idea.
Someone's going to be like, oh, you really like Milky Ways, huh?
I got
that's
it
from, even worse. You can't do it now.
I got it from American Dad. I wanted it because it was from American Dad.
You can't do it
Dad.
Now.
Because Francine
like,
got
like
it.
You like Milky Way.
And then you're going to be like, oh, I don't like
well,
Milky Way.
Well, you know what? That'll actually make me make some friends. Because people will be like, you like Milky Way. I'll be like, no, I hate it. And then we'll get in an argument. Maybe I'll get into my first fist fight. Bringing it full circle. We love segues on this show.
That's the segue sound.
Hang on. I'm being told that it's... Okay, the carrier pigeon. They have arrived. All right. Oh, wait.
Oh, they stopped.
Guys, what are you doing?
I think the pigeon's dead.
Oh, okay. I understand. All right. Well, okay. Everyone knows this segment.
They're paid by the minute.
every week, Lorne Michaels sends us questions that we ask our guests.
Sure.
And the segment is called Questions from Lorne Michaels.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
And, he sends it to us via carrier pigeon. And Johnny has the
carrier
first
pigeons
one.
That can swim, obviously.
Yes. Swimming
African pigeon?
African swallows.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What is the... Okay.
First one.
Okay, here's the first question. What the hell is that sound? Did you bring a badger in here?
Actually, I did. It's my lucky badger. You know how people are getting real hip to these service dogs?
Yeah.
I got service badger.
Service badger.
Yeah.
Okay.
If someone tries to mess with me, it's why I don't get in fights. My badger just goes, he's actually rabbit
as
well.
That's a service?
A service of his is to make sure no one's messing with me, yeah. And it makes me more at ease and calm.
It's more of an attack badger then.
I don't call it that because, you know.
Then you can't take it on the air.
Yeah. You don't show your concealed carry, you know.
Yeah,
it's concealed.
I see what you're saying.
How else are you going to get him on the plane?
But you also don't call your concealed carry, you know, a Christmas basket, you know. Service.
I see where you're going with this.
You see,
I've been in enough fights that I can always say I don't need no stinking badger.
There you go.
Okay. Oh.
So have you ever been in a fight with a badger though?
No. Just somebody that went to the University of Wisconsin. That's it. Thanks.
Oh man.
Thank you.
It's the mascot.
We're gonna be.
Thank you for explaining the
guys for everyone. It's the mascot.
By the way, anyone that doesn't have Google. Johnny
it's
is here.
The mascot.
Or a basic understanding of major football.
Wait, you guys
are
your Nick Cage. It's the mascot.
Like, wait. When did Nick Cage ever have a quote?
Because he's got to go find the national treasure, and it's the mascot.
What? What are you talking about?
Move on.
Where did that come from?
Next question, please.
All right, cool. Let's get to our next question from Lorne Michaels. All right. Here we go. This one is for both of you. Can I have your autograph?
You know, when...
Printed, please.
When I think of all the autographs that Lorne Michael wants, it definitely includes mine of people that he'll never see
well,
in real person.
Well, it's not Lorne Michaels asking. It's him asking questions for us to ask.
You know, I see.
He's like, will you ask
this? I see what you're...
You can send Lorne your autograph, and I'm sure he'll be eternally grateful.
Bro, I'm sure.
But... It's really us to ask.
I get it. He's constantly working with writers, so he wants to, you know, get his writing things out there.
Of course.
It would be a little ugh if he did on
Or he wants to clone you and by studying your
But naturally,
penmanship.
Do you think penmanship and fingerprints are the same thing?
Absolutely.
Well, they aren't.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
You know, remember when they did that George Hancock or whatever his name was?
Oh, absolutely.
George Hancock.
I remember that. I totally remember that. George Hancock. The famous George Hancock who was cloned from his penmanship.
The founding daddy. Yeah. Founding
daddy. I think that was Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, Herbie.
Herbie Hancock.
I had yeah,
see, if it's the same as like fingerprints and DNA, if only OJ would have written his name at the scene.
Oh, man, yeah.
If only he had.
If only.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
I'm finding a
Let
Herbie
OJ
Hancock.
Come over.
Let OJ come over. What a fun game. What are you looking for?
I was looking for Herbie Hancock's rocket. And I found it.
Whoa.
And it's a pizza commercial.
So good. We're sponsored by... Who are we sponsored by?
We're not going to mention this person on the air.
Oh, I'm getting...
By Herbie Hancock? Herbie Hancock's pizza company. Where they all just show up and they're playing this song. It's a music video for this song.
It's automatic that you have to dance a little bit.
It is unfortunate that just happens to everybody.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the Founding Fathers were weird.
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh, boy. Well, that's our show, everyone. We do have one section, though. We have one final section.
What's that called?
I don't know. I always forget. Yeah, I just have to.
You should probably play something to remind you.
If I just play the clip, it'll remind me. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
I don't.
Please tell me.
I forgot. Plugs.
That's right.
Time for plugs. Bitch.
You're really bad at that.
I know.
I didn't want to point it out, but I
try every week.
You do.
You try so hard.
I can't.
I notice.
Just ask them about their plugs. Okay. What do you have to plug?
Why are you crying?
Got any fun gigs coming up, Dad, that you want to plug for people to come see?
My fun gigs?
Gonna be mowing any lawns?
Well,
gonna be cleaning any gutters?
Got any?
No gutters.
Kids swim matches. You want to go to?
Yeah,
swim matches.
Yeah, you know all about the hockey now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I am a hockey ref too.
Awesome! Nice.
So I get to break up fights. So it's more Boxing Day.
Great!
Oh wow!
You got the experience.
But I'm also a physical therapist. So
wow!
So you have any ales? You hit them up.
I was gonna say, plug your business.
If you
physical therapy,
if you have an elderly parent who needs rehabilitation, Twinsburg of Heartland is where I work. So.
Twinsburg of Heartland.
Well, nice. Heartland, yeah, Heartland.
This is the hippest promo they've ever gotten in their business's history. We finally made it on the podcast mentions. Soon we'll have a Twitter.
We have
just you wait
an international audience, so I'm sure. They will be traveling to Twinsburg, mm-hmm. home of Twins Days.
Oh, that's right.
It's also an international thing.
I've never been
thing.
There.
And so he has twins, so.
And I have twins.
What?
Yeah. And a brand new St. Bernard
Get
puppy.
Get the heck out of here.
So this, okay.
St. Bernard.
I did see that St. Bernard puppy. Who did you steal that from? Because that's expensive.
But who was St. Bernard? And what did he steal?
That's my
heart was the answer.
But seriously, that puppy was
no wonder
adorable.
He wasn't in any fights. If he's going to keep this up, and who's going to fight him? They're all going to go,
he's
that's
adorable.
How I win. That's how I win.
In the end, Johnny always wins.
I can't hear
he curls
him.
Up in the fetal position with his words.
Yeah. I curl you up with the fetal position. Words.
Of course, that might be why the girl married the other guy. Never mind.
Got me.
Air horns.
That's got me.
That's right.
I need some ointment. I need some physical therapy. Right.
Speaking of which, come to Twinsburg. But that St. Bernard puppy was quite adorable. How old is that puppy?
4 months.
4 months.
Oh, man.
So it's not much of a puppy anymore, but it's still got a few more puppy months.
Oh, It's a puppy, all right.
Big puppy. Big fluffy dog.
It's so soft. It's crazy.
Is this...
It is actually
I'm bringing it back to the twins thing. Is this twin your twin?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're 5 years old. There's a boy and a girl.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Now
they'll be on the next podcast. They're going to be on the next...
Yeah, I have way too many kids is really...
Welcome to the Ross show.
Yeah. Tyler's the oldest.
He's an old man.
At a whopping 26.
Please don't give away my age. No. The entertainment business. Yeah, I got to say I'm 22 still. Come on.
If it's the entertainment business, 27, they all kill themselves.
That's right.
I've only got 2 more years.
And
I've only got 9.
I've been tasting guns. I've been throwing them up in the air.
With the switch off.
Yeah.
But his half-twin brother and sister are 5, so you can see what a lunatic
they make
guy.
One whole sibling.
They're only 4 years and 6 months older than the dog. Or no, 4 years and 8 months.
Good math. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Man, I really derailed that.
Yeah. Get your year calculator back up.
Oh, my bad.
Click the clack clack.
I hung it up on the wall. I got an abacus.
Yeah.
All right. Tyler, do you have any plugs?
Yeah. So the second Thursday of the month, every month, at 10 p.m. at the Laugh Factory, I have What the Hypnotics is a hip-hop themed game show that I help produce and write questions for, and I do warm-up for, which is pretty fun. The next one's January 12th. On the 13th, I'm headlining a show in Indiana at the First Church of Cannabis in Indiana, which is a venue there that someone got me booked on, because Indiana has religion law. So you can start a church you can just start a church with cannabis and that be your God.
What
thing.
A loophole.
Yeah.
Nice. Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Bring it around.
And then on January 17th, I'll be at the Laugh Factory on the Tuesday 10 show. It's got some different name, but it's at 7:30 or 8 on the 17th of January. Come see me at either of those.
Not to be confused with 10 o'clock, which is what you said, the Tuesday 10 show.
It's because it's 10 comedians.
Right.
So Tuesday
but
10
it is
at 8.
Not at 10.
It's at 7.
And if you show up at 10, you'll be late.
Yes, it'll be the comedians walking out of the venue show that
and shaking each other's hands and looking at the floor.
Right.
Johnny, can anyone follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is at @TweetAtTyler.
Very good.
That's good.
Same
that's
with my
nice.
Instagram.
Follow him on the Instaham and the Twitters. Johnny cannot be followed on either of those things because he's not on there.
I'm off the grid.
Actually, follow the guy named Johnny Trowbridge on both of those apps.
And say,
and
say
ask
Tommy,
about this show.
Say Tommy Lee Jones is Lord.
Hey. Say, hey.
See what he says.
I heard about Tommy Lee Jones. I'm in.
That's it. Don't ever send him anything.
So
unfollow him. Follow him, then say that, and then unfollow him.
Exactly.
Okay.
But instead, Johnny has projects on the sub that he tries to make some money with because we are severely in debt. What do you have for this week?
Oh, okay. So, you know stilts?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So stilts are really high and really dangerous. You know?
Right.
They're too way high. Too tall.
I agree.
So I made them really short, and they were only about, you know, maybe half, not even half a foot. And I was like, okay, this is great, but, you know, what if I want my toes to touch the ground? So I lowered the front, so now it's just the back has a stilt.
Okay.
And it's, less than half a foot. So now it's just, semi-stilts. Yeah.
All right.
Are you sure not just cross-dressing with women's shoes?
No.
Of course
no,
not.
These are stilts.
Don't be ridiculous,
I said
Ron.
Stilts. You said they were only half a foot.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, I said
these
stilts.
Are obviously stilts
I said
that
stilts,
you take the
I?
Front off of. So your toes are touching the ground.
Front and back stilts.
Right.
Front and back stilts.
I can never find a good front stilt.
That's a great name. All right, we're going to delete that part from Tyler. We're going to say Johnny came
front
up with it.
Front and back stilts.
We're going to make Ron delete that part of his podcast that he's recording right now in his pocket. But that'll be a great one. I think that'll make us some money.
Okay,
I think that'll
cool.
take off.
Thank
yeah.
you.
We'll come up with a good name.
Okay. I'm thinking
front and back stilts sounds like a good one.
Front and back stilts.
That's a good one. You can follow the show on Twitter at Tunbelievables. That's T Unbelievables because I'm not going to explain it again. Long story. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. I'm on Instagram, but I don't do anything on there, but I'm _Mike_Calhoun. It's not a joke. It's just because, we have a new website coming. The current website is a little dysfunctional, but you can still go to SoundCloud, listen to all of the episodes. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll never lose one. If you subscribe to us on SoundCloud, you'll never miss one either. But that's the show. Thanks to my guests for being here.
Thanks very for special having me on. Absolutely. Man.
Merry late Christmas. I hope you guys have a happy New Year.
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day. Not just Canadians.
Not just Canadians.
We're
anymore.
International,
punch,
bro.
Punch a servant today.
Punch a servant. That's the message
not
for today.
Just Canadians anymore. Yeah.
That's our sign off. We're all going to say at the same time. Punch a servant.
Punch
Goodbye.
A servant, everyone. Yeah. Punch every servant.